Welcome to the Legal Nurse Podcast, where you'll get tips to expand your legal nurse consulting skills. Every week, you'll hear from experts from within and outside the legal nurse consulting business. They'll share their knowledge to help you grow. Your show is moderated by Pat Iyer, a legal nurse consultant with over 30 years' experience. So join our community, sit back, relax, and get ready to learn. Here's your host, Pat Iyer.
Welcome to Legal Nurse Podcast. This is Pat Iyer, and I'm so happy today to be able to bring you Kevin Thompson, who I met through the National Speakers Association, New Jersey chapter. Kevin was involved in our chapter as the president, and Kevin and I have been attending the national conferences for the National Speakers Association for several years. One little secret about Kevin is that he has a very distinctive laugh. And when I listen to recordings of sessions that I did not attend, I can tell if Kevin's been in the room and he's been laughing. Kevin is an author and a speaker and a consultant and a coach. And he has more than 25 years of experience in leadership and helping organizations transform their service cultures into unforgettable experiences. Kevin also has a background in healthcare, which I'll be asking him about, and financial services, which positions him as a thought leader. And he's an inspiring presenter who challenges clients to alter their mindset and embrace new paradigms. Kevin also went through training and has become a Six Sigma Black Belt in process improvement. And you may remember that Dr. Larry Cohen, who I interviewed on a podcast earlier, also had gone through the Six Sigma Black training to apply that information to healthcare. Kevin also has a master's in public administration and is a distinguished Toastmaster. And you may not know that Kevin was suspended from preschool for talking too much, and he went on to become a class valedictorian and has been talking ever since. Kevin, thank you so much for joining us today, and welcome to the show.
Well, thank you so much, Pat, and thank you for that wonderful introduction. And I really had to try to keep myself from laughing during the introduction so I didn't interrupt you.
Well, thank you. If I get you to laugh on this show today, then our listeners will know about your distinctive laugh.
Yeah, you have me at the edge, Pat.
Good. We're going to be talking today about the customer experience, and I invited Kevin to the show because it is so important for us to focus on the dynamics between being a legal nurse consultant and the attorneys who we serve. Kevin, could you give us just a little bit overview of what you did in healthcare?
Sure, Pat. So I have been an administrator for an admissions department of a tertiary hospital, level one trauma center in Newark, New Jersey, and also a world-class rehab hospital in West Orange, New Jersey. And in both of those positions, had the opportunity to deal with nurses, physicians, lab staff, but most importantly, with patients and their families. Some of them are very distressed. Some of them are very irate. And my intention in dealing with all of them was to help them get the best result in terms of the customer service that they need. And in fact, when I was working in Newark, I had a staff of 50 individuals that were registration in the emergency room, admissions department, outpatient areas. They had the worst customer service and employee satisfaction in the entire organization. And then within a year's time, I turned them around to be number one in both areas.
Excellent. And that's quite an accomplishment because we know how difficult it is to change people's behavior.
Oh, no question about that. But, you know, the funny thing is, it could be fun, it could be rewarding and exciting, not only as the change agent, but also for the individuals that experience the change. And then it can have also a ripple effect, because then it changes the feeling and the approach of the people around them. And that's when it gets becomes exponentially better for the organization.
We were talking before we started the recording about legal nurse consultants and functioning in an independent business environment. Some of them are working full-time in their business. Some of them are working part-time. Some of them are working to get clients so that they can work part-time. I focused a lot in my programs on marketing, but I also wanted to focus this show on the customer service aspect of this, and not overshadow, I got to get clients, because once you have the clients, if you don't have comfortable dynamics between you and the attorney who's paying the bills, then it rather quickly dissolves. So tell us, why should we be focusing on customer service?
Well, that's a great question, Pat. In most industries, and this is no different than others, customer referral is the highest level of actually growing your business. So that's one customer telling another. And, you know, the funny thing is, you know, everybody talks about, well, you know, having a bad customer service is bad. And yes, because not only do they have it, but then they go around and they tell their friends how bad the service was and encourage them not to partake of that service. But the flip side of that is equally as good. So if you provide a exceptional customer experience, that information will go from individual in individual and will help to grow your business and help to get you referrals. So I think that that's the main reason to focus on and to developing an unforgettable customer experience for your customers and the people that you serve as an independent business owner.
And that's a great point, Kevin, because it's easier now than ever for people to share information about businesses. On the consumer level, there's Yelp, which I'm sure you've used, as I have, to get information about a restaurant before going there. There's listservs for attorneys who share information with their colleagues. There's picking up the phone and talking to a colleague about an experience with a legal nurse consultant. They get together at conferences and share information. So happiness or unhappiness are easy to spread in today's world.
And the worst thing is to have unhappiness spread, because that can be just like a virus and mm-hmm. not have a very positive result for you and your business.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk about what makes a customer service experience unforgettable.
Sure. So what makes an unforgettable customer experience? So I'd like to ask your listeners, have they ever gone to Disney? And if they answer yes, they have now obtained a glimpse into making an unforgettable customer experience. And I like to use the Disney example, because almost everything that they do is focused on providing an unforgettable customer experience. So let me tell you what I mean. At Disney, we've gone there for, I think, 10 consecutive years straight. One of the first things that you'll notice, especially like if you go to the Magic Kingdom, you walk in and everything is spotless. They have taken every possible step in making the area look clean, nice, and welcoming. You never see any trash on the floor. You never see anybody picking up trash. You never see any food delivery trucks, anything like that. Why? Because the staff individuals who are there, it's everyone's job, if they see something on the floor, to pick it up and to dispose of it. The food is delivered through an underground passageway. So it's never any type of congestion in the Magic Kingdom, when you're entering with food trucks and different things like that, that's not an issue. And everything is focused on being aesthetically pleasing to the customer. And things are congruent. So you have different sections within Magic Kingdom. You'll have, you know, Frontierland. You'll have Cinderella's Castle, which is, you know, Fantasyland. And so all the characters in Fantasyland stay in Fantasyland. You never see a cowboy in Fantasyland or a Cinderella in Frontierland. So there's a sense of congruency with providing an unforgettable experience. So people understand what they're going to get, and the actual person providing that unforgettable experience is identifying in advance one thing or another that their customer is looking forward to. Another one of the mysteries that they do is that they pump smells into the air to invite people into the shops. Now you don't really realize it, but you're walking down the street and you're smelling cookies or you're smelling chocolate. And they do that intentionally to invite the people in. So everything that they do is focused on providing an unforgettable experience for the customer. And that's what we need to do in our businesses by looking at what our customers need, want, and desire, anticipating them, and then providing that to them even before they ask for it.
In a context of a service industry, how could you apply what you just said to working with an attorney who is highly demanding, has tight deadlines, is working in a high-stakes environment? What tips could you share with us about making an unforgettable customer experience in that context?
So if that person is a nurse, as a nurse, I would want to know what is it that this attorney at the end of the day really wants to have, and to be able to identify that particular thing. So whether it's accurate turnaround in the reading of records, pointing out specific items within the record that will help in terms of case development. If that is identifying possible experts that can be helpful in terms of connecting that with the record so that the attorney will have people that he or she could reach out to as subject matter experts in a particular area where this patient was injured. To me, that would be things that the nurse would be looking for to be able to identify for the attorney to establish an unforgettable experience, where the attorney doesn't have to say, okay, well, you know, I have this type of injury case. You know, where am I going to find a subject matter expert? If the nurse has a relationship with the subject matter expert, be able to provide that to that attorney. This way, the attorney stress level will be decreased, and it's an opportunity to develop a stronger relationship. And in any type of service industry, what is at the baseline, the foundation of that industry, is the development of a wonderful relationship between the people that are involved in providing that service.
Let me stop for a moment. I am so excited to share the news of how you can discover even more tips for developing strong relationships with your clients. So strong, they would not dream of using anyone else for their case. How to create lasting LNC client relationships is my newest book. It's book 10 in the Creating a Successful Legal Nurse Consulting Practice. It provides a deep dive into the relationship between LNCs and their clients. Working with attorneys is challenging and rewarding. Without a steady stream of attorneys who love working with you, your LNC business collapses. Does this worry you? It should. The core of being a successful LNC is being able to effectively work with attorneys. You can have an aggressive marketing program to bring in new clients, but if you cannot retain them, you'll be endlessly spinning your wheels. Your clients will stay with you when you understand what they want, how they are wired, and how you can do a fantastic job for them. When I ran my independent LLC business, some stayed with me for more than 20 years. My new 2018 book, How to Create Lasting LLC Client Relationships, explains the best way to build a solid client retention program, using strategies that work to identify the desirable clients and avoid the troublemakers. This is an essential reference for every LLC. Order your copy today at http://lnc.tips/lncclient. That's all one word. http://lnc.tips/lncclient. And there's no separation between LNC and client. LNC client. And use the code LISTENED to get a 25% discount off the price. Let's return to the show. I know we talked a little bit before we got on the recording about the potential for conflict between a legal nurse consultant and an attorney and how that conflict is handled, which is critical because earlier you mentioned how easy it is to spread happiness or unhappiness about a particular legal nurse consultant, meaning the attorney's perceptions on how well that person was able to help the attorney. Imagine you're at the other end of a phone and there's an attorney who is screaming about an invoice and saying, I never expected you to build that many hours on this case. What can you share with us from the customer service aspect of this and the conflict resolution aspect of this that we should be thinking about when we get a phone call like that?
Well, I'm so glad that you asked that question, Pat. So there are two different dynamics going on. So let's talk about one and then I'll shift to the other. So the attorney and the nurse should both consider each other as customers. And the reason I say that is the reality of it is they have a partnership, but in that partnership, you want to develop the best possible relationship. And if you consider each other as customers and you're focused on providing an unforgettable experience for that customer, then you're going to start to anticipate that customer's needs. And one of the best ways to do that is to have open communication. So when you have open communication, you are thinking about the customer, you're not afraid to ask questions, you're anticipating what they want, you're letting them know what you want. And a lot of times the issues that come up are opportunities to knock heads, and the lack of communication helps to fuel that. It's like throwing gasoline on a fire. The even more deeply than that, though, is understanding each other's behavior style. And I know that attorneys can be very exact and demanding. And nurses also look to be, or a number of them are perfectionists and want to make sure that they are helping and helpful. When you look at that in terms of behavior styles, and I'm going to use the DISC model of human behavior. If you have a attorney that is very demanding, and let's call that demanding behavior style a D, and you have a nurse who is exact and very helpful, and we'll call that behavior style an S, there is going to be immediate conflict when the attorney is aggressive to the person who is a nurse. Why? Because a nurse who is an S is never going to say, oh, you hurt my feelings, or you know, you were nasty, or anything like that, because they're looking for everyone to be part of a team and being a team player. The attorney has no idea who's a D, that what they're saying is hurting that person's feelings, and making that person not want to work with them in the future. And it allows people to knock heads. And when you have someone who is operating from a position of fear or a position of being hurt, you're not going to get the best possible performance. And at the end of the day, both the attorney and the nurse are focused on trying to get the best possible outcome for the ultimate client, who is the both of their customers. But if they're not having that communication and developing that relationship and focusing on what each other needs and how to deliver that best possible outcome to the ultimate customer, then they are going to not be able to provide it. And you're not going to get that from someone who's functioning from a position of fear or someone who is being too aggressive.
I think you've exactly described the dynamics that typically create the most angst for legal nurse consultants, because many of them are S's in the DISC model. And we covered this in an earlier podcast with a subject on how you identify what personality type you are with Lorna Kibbe, who's also an NSA member. But that I tell legal nurse consultants that we've got a hook in us because we're nurses. We're trained to be responsive, to be caring, to want to go out of our way to help somebody. And in a business environment, that can be very useful, but you've got to have safeguards or controls so that you're also not a doormat for the angry D attorney who is a perfectionist himself and may have had unreasonable expectations about what type of customer service experience he was going to have. You know, as an example, one of the people that I'm coaching now was talking to an attorney who wanted her to do something quickly for his mother, who he was representing, and he expected her to come to his office to pick up records, which would have been an hour each way, and then spend time in the office. And then he said, and oh, by the way, you're not going to charge me for that time, are you? That's billable time in our world, the travel time and the meeting time. But his expectations were right from the beginning transmitting to her, I'm an unreasonable person, and I want you to give and give and give to me, and I'm not willing to hold up my part of this transaction of paying you for all the things that I'm going to be asking you to do. So right now, it's unclear whether he's going to contact her again because he was gathering more records, but she's already defined, this is what I will do for him, and this is what I will not do for him.
And, you know, and I that's a perfect example, Pat, because what happens is, if I was the nurse and I was an S, I would say, okay, and maybe I would go ahead and do the work. But I would never want to do business with that individual again. Mm-hmm. because it did not make me feel good. And it mm-hmm. did not, and in that, he did not, or she did not respect me. And at the end of the day, the S's need to be respected. You know, just like the D feels that he or she needs to be respected. And, you know, it's kind of sad if you flipped it and you said, well, if you don't, would you not expect to be billed for your travel and your time in court? And would that be unbillable time? The only time that would be billable is when the judge was there and deliberating and finally giving a result. You know, the attorney would say no. And I think sometimes people don't look at what they're asking as being unreasonable. And sometimes you just have to have them put the shoe on the other foot and say, okay, well, if that wouldn't be acceptable for you, then how would this be acceptable for me?
Mm-hmm.
But one thing I'd like to tell you is that I help people, individuals, understand their behavior styles and also how to communicate with the other behavior styles to avoid having that type of a conflict situation. And you know, if I was the attorney, so just to flip it on the other side, I might say to the nurse, I just want to be upfront with you. We're working on this case. I'm trying to get the best possible outcome. I'm having cash flow issues, and I'm not really confident if we're going to be able to settle this case within X time period. And I'd want to be upfront and honest with that person so that that person would know. And I really want for you to work on this case because I think that you are the best person to be able to identify what needs to come out in this case. And I want to make sure that I partner with you. But because of our relationship, I want for you to understand exactly where I am and for it not to be a surprise to you. One of the worst things that you can do for an S is to give them a surprise. They don't like surprises. So if you do that, right? I'm just being honest.
Right.
So if you do that, what it does is now gives the power back to the nurse. And the nurse now has the opportunity to say, you know what, Kevin, you know, we've worked together before. I really enjoy working with you. You know, yes, let's do this. I'm hoping that you'll get the money by X time, but if you don't, and it's not until Y, I understand, and then move forward. So now they both have put out what their issues are on the table. It's given the nurse the opportunity to say, okay, well, I understand what the issue is. I still value this relationship. I want to help you. We're going to partner together. And that's how it provides an opportunity for open communication provides the opportunity for us to now build a better working relationship with each other, instead of the conflict of, well, I'm expecting you to do this and you're not going to bill me for it.
Mm-hmm. Yes, what you're describing is something that takes a lot of insight and skill and understanding to recognize how to communicate with a person who has a very different style than you do.
Mm-hmm. And that's what I help individuals do. And you know, it's funny when you do that, it becomes so rewarding because the outcomes that you get from that type of communication is so much better than you would have if you stayed where you were prior to getting this knowledge and understanding.
Let's talk about what you refer to as the CEO process. What does that mean? What does that term mean? And how does that apply to what we're talking about today?
So the name of my book is Everyone is a CEO, Customer Experience Originator. And the CEO is an acronym for Customer Experience Originator. So everyone is a CEO. So a CEO is typically thought of as a business owner. So if you owned a business, regardless of what your role is in an organization, if you thought of yourself as the business owner, 9 times out of 10, your approach to solving problems is going to be a lot different than your current role now. Then, as a business owner, if you thought of creating an unforgettable customer experience, you're looking at a win-win situation. And so my book basically talks about putting both of those mindsets together to help transform transactional customer service into an unforgettable experience.
Let's talk about what is transactional customer service.
Sure. So I'm going to ask your listeners, have you ever been to an ATM? I know more than likely the answer is yes. When you go to the ATM, what you do, you take out your card, you put it in the machine, you put in your little code, you get the money back. That is a transaction. That's service, but that's a transactional service. And too often, customer service is seen as a transaction. But there's no experience with going into an ATM machine. An experience would be entering into a bank, being offered some water or some candy, having someone at the door asking you, how can I help you? And then providing you that individualized service, understanding who that individual is, calling that individual by name, especially if this person is a person that is a repeat customer, and understanding what their needs are, spending the time to identify those individuals and understand their needs are steps toward making that an unforgettable experience. I'll give you an example. One of the places that I used to frequent when I was in Flushing, New York, was this restaurant called Batcha Galoops. And it was an Italian restaurant, beautiful place. As soon as you walked in, the waiters, and they had waiters that were running all around the restaurant, someone would come in and greet you. Since I frequented the restaurant, they knew my name. They would try to come and sit down. They would tell me what the specials were on the menu, and then everything that you needed was attended to. They always were there to pour water for you. They poured a glass of wine. This was back in the 80s, so you could smoke in a restaurant. If you took out a cigarette, they'd be there to light it for you. Anything that you can think about, they were there and very attentive. And they also knew your favorite dessert, and they would bring that out for you. Its place was so amazing that any of my family members that came from out of town, we had to go to Batcha Galoops. And the reason I'm sharing that story with you is because that is part of creating that unforgettable experience. When you do, you want other people to share in that unforgettable experience. That's that referral business that we discussed earlier.
Exactly. And Kevin, can you tell our listeners how they can get a copy of your book?
Sure. My book is available on Amazon. Again, it is Everyone is a CEO, where CEO is an acronym that means Customer Experience Originator. So it's available on Amazon, or you can go to my website and you can order it there. And my website is Inspired Communications with an S, LLC.com. And you can click on the image of the book and order the book there, and I will send you an autographed copy.
That is wonderful, Kevin. And I appreciate the time that you spent with us today. I know that the next time I walk into a restaurant, I'm going to be paying more attention to how we're greeted, whether there's recognition if we're going back to the same restaurant frequently. And I love the ideas that you have shared with us that we can apply to working with attorneys, which is our client base, and how we can respond more effectively to maintaining an unforgettable customer experience.
Well, thank you, Pat. And don't forget that your attorneys and your nurses need to think of each other as customers and creating an unforgettable experience for each other, focusing on what your potential needs are. And if your listeners would like to get in contact with me to be able to learn how to develop better communication styles through resolving conflict, they can reach me at Kevin@InspiredCommunicationsLLC.com. Kevin@InspiredCommunicationsLLC.com.
Thank you, Kevin Thompson, for being with us today. And thank you to you, our listener, for being part of this show. Please subscribe to the show. We have a button on our website, and you can also subscribe through iTunes. We love having you be part of this community and learning about your business, and we'll be back a week from now with a new interview. And I've got a phenomenal resource for you just waiting on LegalNurseBusiness.com. My online training and books are designed to help LNCs discover ways to strengthen their skills and their businesses. Check them out at LegalNurseBusiness.com. Many of us are lifelong learners who enjoy the chance to keep expanding our knowledge, just like the Book of the Month clubs, my membership site, LNCEU.com, gives you two online trainings every month. We have a yearly payment plan that saves you over $50 compared to paying monthly, and each program is hugely discounted. Look at the options at lncu.com. And my last website, thelncacademy.com, is the coaching program I offer to a select number of LNCs. You get my personal attention and mentorship so that you can excel and build a strong foundation for your LNC practice. Get all the details at lncacademy.com.
We hope you enjoyed today's episode. Check out Pat Iyer's resources for legal nurse consultants on legalnursebusiness.com. Pat coaches legal nurse consultants so they make more money, get more clients, and avoid expensive mistakes. Check out her coaching program at lncacademy.com. Please subscribe to our podcast and leave a review on iTunes. We always are interested in your ideas for new topics. Please leave a comment on legalnursepodcasts.com. Join our community and get notified of each new episode and receive the transcript of today's program. Complete the request form on legalnursepodcasts.com. We appreciate you and your interest.